Welcome to another edition of the weekly Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm Jeff White from VirginiaSports.com, and as the school year winds down, the list of UVA teams still competing is starting to shrink. One of those teams is rowing, which year in and year out is one of the most successful programs here at UVA. It's my privilege this morning to have head coach Kevin Sauer across from me in the other chair. Kevin, great to have you back again.
Thanks, Jeff.
This is probably the last podcast you'll ever record with me in this studio, not because the podcast is ending, but because U-Haul is coming down. For your program, what's it going to be like moving out of U-Haul, and how will you handle that?
Yes, we'll be probably looks like we'll be at Slaughter Rec Center in one of the multipurpose rooms over there. So we just use the Urge three mornings a week when we're on the water. So that won't be too bad. There's locker rooms over there and showers, stuff like that. So we'll be okay. And, you know, in the wintertime, when we're training indoors or land-based, totally, it might be a little more challenging. But we'll figure it out. It's well worth it to have U-Haul and the cage come down and something better erected. So we'll figure it out.
In your most recent regatta last weekend in Austin, Texas, Virginia placed second at the Longhorn Invite, behind Texas and ahead of such teams as Iowa and Oklahoma. A number of your boats did really well. I know you wanted the Varsity 8 to do a little better, and you continue to tinker with that. But as you head into postseason, are you happy with the direction in which your program is headed?
Yes. I mean, the past 2 weekends, you know, the fact that, or 3 weekends, we finished second at the Clemson Invite. We won 4 of 5 from Princeton, and we won 3 of 4 from Texas, Iowa, Oklahoma. So we're making some progression, though. The Varsity 8 has lost in each one of those races. And the progression that we made this past weekend in Texas is the Varsity 8 was able to win the heat versus Iowa, who had just beaten Princeton, who had beaten us. So at least we made some progress there. We didn't do very well in the final. The wheels came off in the final, and I was hopeful that the wheels actually did come off, the reason we were that back, but they didn't. They were still rolling. But we did make some progress, and we're, like you said, we are tinkering with that, and we have good depth, as was proven by the second Varsity 8 and the Varsity 4 and the second Varsity 4 all winning that race. So we're pretty pleased, but we got to still working on the top end speed.
The ACC championships are Sunday, May the 13th at Clemson. Virginia has won 8 consecutive ACC titles, 17 of 18 overall. Is this still something your program gets excited about?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and do you have to push the rowers for this? Do you worry about them kind of taking it for granted and thinking going into it that Virginia can't lose?
Not at all. First of all, I don't take it for granted, right, as a coach, so they're not going to emulate that from me. So that I take it for granted in the least. And so the motivating factors are, for the NCAA championships, this is an automatic qualifier. So if you win the championship, you go to NCAAs, don't have to wait for the bids to come out. It's automatic. So that's highly motivating in itself. And then secondarily, or maybe primarily, actually, we just want to go as fast as we can every time we go down the course. And whether it's the ACC championship or a dual race or whatever, it's more about, like, striving for excellence each and every day. And so that's all we talk about all the time, is go faster, go better, go harder, go longer, you know, that type of thing. So that's how we approach the ACC championships.
How does the ACC stack up with other conferences around the country in rowing?
It's not as strong as some. ACC does not stack as favorably with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten. The Ivies are pretty competitive, probably with us in some regards. But the Pac-12, you know, has number 1, 2, 5. And 13 right now nationally, so that's a pretty strong conference. And the Big Ten has, I think, 5 in the top 20 as well. And we have 4 in the top 20, but they're us at 7, and then the other 3 are
in the teens,
all the way down to 18, 19, 20. So it's competitive, but not as competitive as those other two conferences.
2 weeks after the ACC regatta, comes the ACC Championships in Sarasota, Florida. You have not raced there.
NCAA.
You have not raced there, but you're familiar with the work they've done.
Yes.
On that body of water. It's a good venue, it sounds like.
It's a great venue. The World Championships were just there last September. And it's basically they dredged out an existing gravel pit about 700 meters more and turned it into an international level rowing course. I did the 96 Olympic course in Atlanta, and two of the guys that worked with me on that are responsible for building that course and some of the parts of it and stuff like that. So I've been in contact with those guys while it was being constructed a couple years ago, and all the feedback that I've heard is it's fantastic. I haven't seen it under racing conditions. I've seen it in person, but several of our kids raced on it in high school and rave about it. It's going to be in Sarasota, Florida in late May. So
nice.
Here in Charlottesville, Virginia, we're used to that heat and humidity, so shouldn't be too much of a shock for us, but it might be for some people that don't have that kind of humidity.
Last year, when Virginia finished 11th at the NCAAs, that marked the first time the program had not been sixth or better since 2001. You're up two spots to number seven in the national rankings this week. Kind of as I asked about the ACCs, do you like the way you're headed nationally as well?
Yes, I think we're making some progress. We got a ways to go. But our goal this year is if we can scrape and scratch our way onto the podium, that would be awesome. And, be honest and realistic that Cal and Washington are the teams to beat. And I think everybody knows that. Doesn't mean they can't be beat. It just means that they are doing really, really well. So that means that, the rest, there's five or six or seven other teams that, or have a chance to get on the podium, to get in the top four. So we're going to strive for that. We may end up a little bit short, but we're going to give it everything we have. But I think we're one of those teams that has a shot.
Over the past 12 months, maybe 10 months, your staff has undergone a huge makeover. Associate head coach Emily Ford, assistant coach Aaron Nappel, Farrah Edwards, another assistant coach, have all joined the program since then. You had either coached or rode against all of them at various times.
Yes.
Or they had rode against your teams or coached against your teams. What's that infusion of new faces, fresh ideas meant for the program?
I think it's really good. Yeah, experience, yes. We had a big turnover from Brett Gorman, who's here 5 years now. His husband took a job in Colorado that was really great for them. And Christine O'Brien, who decided to go back to the national team, lost her. And then Steve Prisker had added responsibilities here in the department. so he had to take off as well. But we were able to hire some really, really good people that I think have mutual respect. I respected what they did at previous institutions and whether rowing or coaching, and I think they respected what we've done over the years. And so they came in with some new ideas, but also a respect for what we've done in the past. So it was a really good transition, I think. Also, Dave Herrick, who was our volunteer assistant last year, now is a GA. So it's just a lot of great people that have come in and tried to make this as seamless a transition for the staff and, also, and more importantly, for the kids on the team. One other big loss we're going to have this year is Roger Payne, our boatman, since 2005. Is retiring, and those are going to be big shoes to fill. My partner in crime for the past 13 years, and I've known him for 30-plus years, so it's going to be tough to replace him.
Is it going to be tough to find someone who's capable of and interested in driving boats from Virginia to Sacramento and then back?
Yeah,
that's not an easy trip.
Yeah, that's not something on the job description that people just pine for. No, but it's necessary. We're not crazy. So if we got, a couple teams that are pretty close, we'll hop on like two or three teams on a trailer and head out so they can share the ride. But it can be brutal.
Virginia has a new or relatively new athletic director in Carla Williams. She's worked at several schools. I think this is the only one that has a rowing program. How much time have you had to kind of catch up with Carla and introduce her to the nuances of the sport, or at least the basics of the sport?
Yes, we've had some time. Well, first of all, I'd like to recognize that...
And you were on the search committee that...
I was, and I was pushing for her. I thought she was a great candidate, and I'm really glad that she secured the job. She brings great energy and ideas to the university and to the department, and was able to sit down with her for an hour plus the first time with all the head coaches she met individually, and I just spent a little time with her last week again, and she's seen the boathouse, you know, toured that with Steve, and she recognizes challenges that we have, and also what our limitations are and where we need to go, but she's shown a great knowledge of the sport already from just seeing. She came out to race at when we raced Princeton out to Lake Monticello, which was great. My wife was able to talk to her out there and fill her in even more. Barb was able to kind of bend her ear on some things. So she's been great across the board, and very open and engaging and asking for our opinions on things. So it's been fantastic.
You are the only head coach this program has ever known. You've had tremendous success on the water, winning two NCAA titles. But there's also a tradition here of performing well in the classroom and doing good things in the community. The rowers outnumber the coaches, obviously, by a huge margin in the program. Who drives the culture in a program like that? How do those principles and standards get passed down from class to class? Is that something? Does that have to come from the rowers themselves? Because there's obviously a limit to what four coaches or five can do, right?
Yeah, we have to drive it. We have to have a conviction of what's most important and non-negotiable tenets of something. You know, ours are, you know, respect, hard work, be a good person, treat people the way you want to be treated, and give everything you have every day. You know, for that 2 or 3 hours that we have you, and then let it go. You know, have some balance in your life too. Be passionate about rowing, but not obsessive. So we talk about that a lot. And every year at the beginning of the year, we have the kids list the things that they want to be known for. You know, like, you know, what do you want people to say in your eulogy? You know, but they list it, and that becomes our credo for that year. And I tell them, I say, like, this is what I want. You guys kind of know what I want, but this is your team. And You know, as long as we are in those non-negotiables, we hit those markers that it's really important to do, like, you guys have to own it. You know, I can tell you that this is what we need to be and that kind of stuff, but when you guys within the team say, this is who we are, and you own it yourselves, then it becomes really, really powerful. And I think these kids are doing a really good job of that.
One of your team leaders is Ali Zwicker, who's a graduate student from British Columbia. At the Who's Choice Awards last night at JPJ, she received the Coach's Award for Excellence for Rowing. She's had a good career in the boat, but I'm guessing she got that award as much for what she does on land and in the program as for her success as a rower. What has she meant to the program?
Yeah, absolutely. She, you know, that Coach's Award for Excellence, I have the kids vote on that. Even though it's called the Coach's Award, they're in the trenches. They're with these kids every day, you know, in the boats, in the weight room. Yeah, I have the kids vote on that, because even though it's a Coach's Award for Excellence, they're with her every day. They're doing all the stuff that we ask them to do, and so that's voted on by the kids on the team. I would have voted for her too. So she's just a great kid, and it's in her fifth year here now, and obviously she had some serious medical issues, you know, had a stroke during her third year, and that's why she's here for a fifth year. And the grit and resilience and hard work and all the things that go with recovering from something like that, she exemplifies that in spades. Pretty cool, what she's about. She's, you know, getting a graduate degree from the Curry School of Education and looking for jobs, and she applied for a job with Rowing Canada, who she wrote for 2 years at the junior and the under 23 level. And so a woman called me, the hiring person called me the other day and said, I'd like to, you know, interview you, get a reference for Allie. And I said, well, how long is this going to take? And she said, 15 or 20 minutes. And I go, nope, 30 seconds. And she goes, why is that? And I go, because I'm going to tell you everything you need to know in 30 seconds. She goes, okay, go. And I said, all right, here you go. 41 years of college coaching, and in those 41 years, this kid is in my top five of all time in every way that a coach or a teammate or anybody else would want: integrity, character, hard work, grit, resilience, all the things we talked about. And uh, I I wouldn't have any question about hiring her. She'll do a great job for you. No questions asked. Top five of all time. And the woman goes like, you're right. Interview over. So that's the kind of stuff that that we hope that kids on our team emulate day in, day out.
Allie has an amazing story. She shared it with me recently. I'm writing about it next week, so keep an eye out for that. But I have not come across many people here with her a story like hers, and you know the character and grit she's shown. She will soon be an alumna of the program. One of your most distinguished alumni is Megan O'Leary, who rode in the Olympics and has done many other great things in the sport. She recently was a central part of a TV commercial for Lincoln that is absolutely fantastic. I'm sure you've seen it. Did you talk to Megan about it?
I did. I didn't actually speak to her, but we texted back and forth a couple times, and it was so well done. I mean, she's a perfect person for it. Great personality, beautiful smile. You know, rowing really well in the ad, and can play off of what they're trying to do really well. And so I think it's a great testimony to the sport and to her. One of the things I said is that that's unbelievable. I said, I hope you get some serious bank for that. She goes, oh, actually, I don't know what I'm going to get for that. So I said, you got to work on that before, you know, not after.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's what a great rep for rowing.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, I know you're busy. Your patience has been tested today, and you came through with flying colors. Good luck at ACC's and then at NCAA's.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
This is a rare, quiet weekend for UVA athletics. That's because final exams started at the university today. Competition will resume next week. For information on and schedules for rowing and all our other sports, visit virginiasports.com. As always, thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with another podcast.